To take action is not to ask yourself how is it going to be done, but to have the vision, but to see the end result, not how. The important thing is to begin, to take the first step. When you decide, when you make up your mind and you decide that that it's what you want, that thing that you want manifested, that's what you want, then everything else turns off. Your mind is a seeking device. It will focus so you can see the opportunities and clues and hints everywhere you look. It will create this kind of a laser vision to find the things that you need in order to get that done. Mistakes, lessons, cautionary tales, and funny mementos on communication, leadership, sales, and marketing. This will share with you from our journey to your quest of success. Stories that will enlighten you to make great decisions, as we believe these are the four most important pillars of entrepreneurship. We are in Motion Mastermind, and we want your success as an entrepreneur, as we are passionate of entrepreneurship. Not a religious man per se. I mean, I do believe that there's a force, there's an energy, there's a frequency that somehow connects us all. But it's in Proverbs that you must consult. I mean, a wise kid will consult and then make a decision. So as you go along your path, you don't know how it's going to be done, but you're going to find people that do know certain parts of your journey. And they will go with you, and you can team up with them so you can see your vision manifested. The problem is that we are afraid of what people may think of us if we ask for help. And that's the worst thing you could do. And as entrepreneurs, we do that a lot. We do that a lot. We don't share a vision with others. Maybe fearful because they will steal our idea. But if you are the idea man, if you are the concept man, it doesn't matter. You're always going to be creating, and you're always going to be improving. And if your idea is worth copying, then it must be good. Okay, so I tell you, don't be afraid of that. When you decide that you want to begin a journey towards an end result that you're looking for, things will start to appear. Things will start to align. Because also you're gonna transform yourself in the person that can acquire that. Let me give you an example. Back in 2006, when I was about 25 years old, 26, I wanted to bring to Panama energy drink. Back in those days, there wasn't really a category of energy drink in the supermarkets. The only thing that was available was, I think it was Red Bull, and maybe another one, I can't remember right now. But at the supermarket, they didn't have a category for it, not yet. But I could see the trend, and I wanted to get involved in that business. So I said, you know what, I want to be one of the big distributors of energy drinks in Panama. That's my mid-level goal. And what happened was that I didn't know anything about it, so I had to start looking for information and start researching what energy drink I could acquire or who was manufacturing these energy drinks. So I found one that manufactured the Tampico juice. I don't know where you're listening from, but Tampico was kind of like a weird, good, tasty, citric juice. And they had, I don't know, like three or four, I don't know, different citric juice, right? And they also bottled water, and they got different products. And among those, there was the energy drink. Well, this company was in Haiti. And you know, they speak Creole and French. And I didn't know anything about that. So English was a little challenging. So I tried to communicate with them, and I couldn't. Even though they have found out that they distribute to different places in Central America and Miami. But still, communication was a little, a little awkward. So I started digging some more, and I went to the Ministry of Commerce in Panama. And there was a lady that said, "What, you're an entrepreneur and you want to do this? You crazy? Well, if that's what you want to do, I'll tell you what I know. How can I help you?" So she started looking, and she came up with the idea to get in touch with the ambassador of Panama in Haiti. How cool is that? So I did that. She gave me the number, the email, and I communicated with him. I was already importing goods from China and from Europe, but these were not perishable goods. They were just like furniture, clothing, electronics, things like that. And at the end, those products won't stay in Panama. I was distributing to Central America and the Caribbean. So this was a different monster. This was a different challenge. And there were other rules that I had to follow in Panama in order to distribute that, permits, sanitary permits as well, the license to distribute. There were other things that had to take place. And all this whole process took me a good couple of months to put together. And on top of that, I had to talk to shareholders and convince them that this was a good venture. So I finally got in touch with the ambassador, and he was so excited to help me. A young person trying to do this, trying to build the company, create jobs. He was very excited to help me. So he said that he will talk to the company through his interpreter. And he became the bridge between the company and me. And we were able to close a deal to distribute that in Panama. So, like I said, when you make up your mind to do something, the things that you need to get that done will start to appear on your path. And the people, more importantly, the people that can help you close the gap between what you have and what you don't have. It's amazing. You'll be amazed at how the universe, if you want to call it that, the universe starts to align on your path towards that goal that you have. And every time I remember that he would say something like, "For the honor of the country and for God, I'm always in a position to help, disposition to help." So it was kind of cool. He would always hang up the phone saying something like that, and it really encouraged me to continue doing this. Well, the rest of the story, it's for another time, but the truth is, I did learn a lot. Another thing that is very important is to, besides consulting, when you don't know something, is listening. Sometimes we have our preconceived ideas of what something should be like, and then we don't listen. We try to go with whatever preconceived idea we have, and we err. We tend to believe that that is it. And that also is in Proverbs. So look it up. Like I said, I'm not a religious one, but I know it's there. I know I read it. So this is what happened. When I had the product here, I tried to do everything. And I ignored the advice of other people saying, you should delegate and you should hire another company to do this or do that. And I thought, you know what? I'm saving costs. I was thinking about the company and the shareholders. And I said, no, I'm saving costs. I'm not going to do that. Why? But the mistake was I was so involved in the business. I should have delegated marketing. I should have give the distribution to another company that already had the routes, the routes in Panama and had the transportation. What I did is I invested, or better said, I spent money on buying trucks to do the distribution. I had to come up with all the routes to distribute the products, and that took a lot of resources that I shouldn't have spent because budget was tight. But anyhow, that's what I did. That's why I say it's a success, but it's also a failure from which I learned from. And I tell you, if you consulting, then listen. I mean, don't hire people that know more than you and tell them what to do. I think it was Steve Jobs who said something like that. And it's true. Don't hire people or don't consult people and then don't listen. I mean, don't impose your ideas. It's like the saying goes, that lawyer who defends himself has a fool for a client. Kind of like that, right? So don't do that. Listen. Listen and then make an informed decision. Because ultimately, the mistake that I made was that I was so involved in the business that I was not working on the business. I was not expanding. I wasn't looking at other avenues to keep the company moving forward. And eventually, after 2 years, I had to drop that business. And one of the mistakes that we make, and this is the lesson I want to share with you, is that most companies fail because they fail to understand how to scale up. I'm going to say that again just to close this. Most companies fail because they fail to understand how to scale up their business. So I leave you with that, and then we'll continue on the next podcast. Thanks for listening. This is Telemap In Motion Mastermind. Subscribe, leave us a comment, share the knowledge. So until next time, I see you in the next podcast.